Well, let's start off here. A couple months back, we had Mary Sue Barrett on the show. She's the president of the Metropolitan Planning Council. And we were talking about Chicago, why Chicago was losing population. And I really enjoyed the conversation. So we reached out to say, why don't you come back on the regular? So Mary Sue Barrett, it's amazing to me because I was looking at the dates. I think the first time we talked was May, maybe April or May of 20. And we've been having conversations with you and with others from the MPC. And tonight we thought we'd take a look at what this past election really means for our region, for infrastructure, federal funding, projects in the pipeline, inequality. Does the Trump administration help or hurt the state of Illinois and the ongoing needs in the Midwest? Mary Sue Barrett is back in studio. Mary Sue, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. Great to be back.
So let's talk about right when I think about it, I think about federal funding really being about infrastructure, about the idea of protecting waterways or building bridges or working on the roads. But it's much more than that.
It definitely is, and I think infrastructure is top of mind, both because we're used to our federal government traditionally having a big role in this, plus it's one of the few things that President-elect Trump has talked about. I actually brought with me the paragraph, it's not longer than a paragraph, of what is on his website and in his transition report, his campaign statements, mm-hmm. which now is guiding his transition. And it doesn't, of course, say a lot. It talks about seeking to invest $550 billion. Excuse me. Make sure you get that B in there.
Yeah, right.
Other reports, quoting some of his advisors, and of course, some of these folks are authorized, others are unauthorized, talks about $1 trillion. And so that is a huge range between $550 billion and $1 trillion. Which number is right? Nobody knows. Are we talking about borrowing? Are we talking about new revenues? Is this about, everyone's reading the tea leaves.
It's mainly for infrastructure. That's what we're talking about, the concept.
This piece is for infrastructure. Yeah. And initially the list of things talked about was roads and bridges and airports. More recently, Trump's folks added transit to the mix. I had a chance to hear the RTA chairman, Kirk Dillard, mm-hmm. speak earlier this week, and he really deadpanned a reference to the fact that transit was included, and his comment was, "That's good." So, everyone's grasping trying to figure out what this means.
Yeah, and I'm really interested in the concept of infrastructure because when President Obama first started, they put a lot of money into what was essentially almost considered a bailout, but the concept being an infrastructure bailout where there's a huge bill that was thrown, a lot of money given the federal to work on different projects. And we saw some of that here in the state of Illinois. Is that the kind of thing that you think we'll see with the Trump administration? He starts, earmarks a lot of money into infrastructure, and we see big sort of U.S. federal projects happening around the region, around the Midwest and the state of Illinois?
No, I think our dynamic right now is very different. We were in the midst of the worst part of a recession then, and this was a stimulus package that began the Obama administration.
Yeah,
so
right.
That Recovery Act did focus a lot of resources, but you heard the term again and again, shovel ready. Now, that's about getting dollars out on the street into projects as quickly as possible. The downside of that, it was not necessarily the best projects to transform the economy. I mean, we've got sectors and corridors and transportation patterns that are changing as the population changes. So having something that's just been in the pipeline the longest and is ready to go is not necessarily your best project.
Right.
So today you're seeing a lot more creativity. On the way to your studios here in the Tribune Tower tonight, I decided to take the Riverwalk. What a great asset. Great way to enjoy downtown. And there is not only those additional six blocks that have been added to the Riverwalk in the last year and two, but now there's a plan for Great Rivers Chicago about creating continuous riverfront paths on the North Branch, on the South Branch, really opening up the riverfronts. This is an infrastructure project, but it's not ready to go tomorrow. It needs all sorts of assistance. We've got Union Station modernization. We've got Western access to O'Hare. The Red and Purple Line
right.
project has been in the news recently.
Well, I mean, that was the news piece about whether or not we're going to see the mayor of Chicago, even the governor of Illinois, sort of fast-track any sort of need for federal funding at the end waning days of the Obama administration to avoid having to go through any sort of new process with the Trump administration.
You know, I think that's a little bit of hype, perhaps media fueled. The Red Purple modernization is a massive project that has been in the works and very thoughtfully planned for a long time. There's a new tool that the state did authorize this summer. We were very proud to support it, and it creates a zone around a transportation asset. In this case, the Red and Purple Line, which carries just a ton of people. And to modernize that, you can capture a portion of the new development that that improved transit's going to attract and use that to pay for the transit system, transit systems upgrade. Now, there's been dollars waiting in Washington for this project for a while. I mean, we've been eligible for these dollars. But because the state's dysfunction and having no budget, there was no local match. There was no prospect of local dollars.
And so, that's usually how it goes when you talk about federal funding is some sort of local match.
It does require that. And it's just a tragedy to leave dollars on the table there. So this was a great example of local leaders, state leaders, and our congressional delegation really being on the same page to say, let's take this self-help tool and put it to work for us. So that law was passed in June. It's being authorized by the city council this month. It's going to be expedited in Washington, but it's not like this was, you know, came out of
they're not speeding
thin
up.
Air.
Right, right. Mary Sue Barrett is the president of the Metropolitan Planning Council. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. I want to talk about politics. Of course, a big part of this, this was a blue state that was that we saw everything from the Democratic city of Chicago, really sort of, you know, everything from taking down honorary street signs to pushing back on being a sanctuary city. But also you see a governor in the state of Illinois, who Republican, who denounced Donald Trump, or did everything he could during the campaign to not associate Illinois Republicans. So we'll talk about if any of those have impact politically on us seeing federal dollars in the state of Illinois coming up here in the Trump administration. Mary Sue Barrett in studio here on The Download. Stay with us. It's The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Mary Sue Barrett, the president of the Metropolitan Planning Council, is in studio with me. We do this once a month, talking about how to improve blank. And today we're taking a step to in that direction as we talk about how, I guess it would be how to improve federal funding for the area with a Trump administration coming up here next year. I'm interested, you know, it's one of those things where I guess the golden question, I mean, what everybody who would be listening to this right now really wants to know is whether or not there are political implications to going against Donald Trump, this state, both parties, really, going against Donald Trump in the general election, losing. Does Donald Trump, the president-elect, does he hold a grudge against the state of Illinois?
This is the third biggest metropolitan region in the country, and you need successful urban areas. The crossroads of America has to be high-functioning and successful for the country to succeed. So whether it's Congressman Peter Roskam on the House Ways and Means Committee or Congressman Quigley, who made a point this week of saying, you know, the congressional delegation will be united on making sure that no one is the source of retribution. You know, this is a time to come together, and we take President-elect Trump at his message from election night.
But I mean, okay, let's put political implications aside, the concept of both parties being against Donald Trump in the state of Illinois. But Donald Trump has said in his websites or his first 100 days that he would look to remove federal funding for sanctuary cities. Rahm Emanuel has come out and said, we're not changing in New York and L.A. as well, but they're saying we're not changing. We are continuing to be a sanctuary city. Does that have any impact on what we might see when it comes to dollars coming our way for infrastructure programs?
You know, I think this is a moment to celebrate that the city is and the region is talking about what we value. I mean, we value coming together across race and class boundaries and being a place that welcomes immigrants. It's such a part of our history. And so for lots of voices to be out there boldly saying, you know, from Mayor Emanuel down the line, that this is what we believe in. This is what makes us strong. This is what makes us Chicago, I think is going to carry the day. And, you know, there's just a lot of rhetoric that people aren't quite sure what it means because that's the style that we're in coming off of the campaign. It will move to a governance mode.
All right. So one of the issues I thought when I continue to talk about federal funding in terms of some of the things that we need here in Chicago and the region, we've talked on this program about the waterways. We've talked about roads. We've talked about population. We've talked about taxes. One thing we haven't had a chance to, and we've danced around it, it's been a main core, is inequality. And this is something where we've talked about segregation on the program before, but this concept of seeing more of the haves and the have-nots in this country that we live in, the United States of America and the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago, does there need to be federal dollars put to that issue, the issue of inequality, the issue of segregation, the issue of not having resources available for some of the some of the residents of the state of Illinois?
Clearly, the vote for change is a signal of people hurting. There's a rawness to that feeling, and in our city, it has long been intertwined with being so divided by race and class. At the Metropolitan Planning Council, we're partnering with a national research organization called the Urban Institute to get really at what that cost is, not just to the communities where we can see poverty, but to everyone. To the entire city, including people who live in more affluent areas. The fact that this economy is sluggish has something to do with the fact that there's really not opportunity equally. We are that tale of two cities. So there is a federal role, both in understanding those trends, putting dollars behind what we know works. There are lots of promising initiatives that can't get to scale, whether it's dealing with people completing their time in prison and needing a second chance in a workforce track of careers, whether it's affordable housing that has been undercut again and again. I think it's very important to watch some of these appointments. For example, the Department of Housing and Urban Development plays a big role in helping our inner suburbs and our entire metropolitan region figure out how to deal with these problems.
The Associated Press said tonight that Dr. Ben Carson is the suggested choice for Donald Trump when it comes to HUD secretary. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because you're right. I mean, most of federal dollars when it comes to inequality has gone to welfare recipients and people who are getting food stamps and aid in that way. What we really are talking about is almost shifting the paradigm and thinking about inequality in different ways. It's not just about, hey, here's some help for you to buy groceries. It's much more than that. It's about just figuring out how we can create an equal landscape in the city and the region that we live in.
It's a social safety net that is the thing that comes to mind. But when you think about real choice, real opportunity, that means everyone has a way by transit to get to their jobs. Think of how many people don't have more affordable transit option. It means having affordable housing options in all communities, mm-hmm. not just in the areas which already have a lot. So, for example, if there's a strong job corridor, but there's no housing for middle wage families in that area, then you're forced to travel long distances and eat up your salary on those additional transportation costs. So that's the kind of good schools, good jobs, good transportation, quality choices that every American wants. And I think that the election result has something to do with people feeling like that's been stolen from them.
Mary Sue Barrett is the president of the Metropolitan Planning Council. She joins us once a month here on The Download to talk about the area, the region, infrastructure resources. One thing that we haven't had a chance to talk about is on the state level when it comes to the election. We saw some seats change over in the House as well as the Senate and an election, on the state level. When it comes to resources, infrastructure, and the questions there, it all surrounds the fact that we haven't had a budget. We have a spending plan in place right now, temporary, and they'll get back at it coming up here in 2017. But what are the prospects for, when it comes to infrastructure improvements or just where we live, the state of Illinois, of us seeing a budget in 2017?
I talked about the theme of self-help earlier when we were talking about the CTA's projects moving forward. I think the same thing is true with our state. We have to extend that outreach hand to the new leaders in Washington and say, we want to work with you. We're prepared to work with you. But we have to get our house in order. And all of these pieces fit together. So there's experts who have a game plan for pension reform. There's budget solutions that have been talked about, and there's an infrastructure plan. Those three things going together could really be the magical solution. It will right our economy. It will invest in growth. we lost 22,000 people in the state of Illinois last year. And that kind of, it's more than sluggish. It's off the charts, fallen off the map.
Yeah, and a lot of people talk about the instability when it comes to the state government as one of the reasons that they want out.
It is. It's hurting our reputation, and that uncertainty is the opposite of what families and businesses need. They want to know some predictability about where this city and region and state are going. And at the state level, it's beyond dysfunctional. So I am optimistic that a capital plan could be one of those pieces that everyone can get behind. There was a ballot referendum that passed for a constitutional amendment on a lockbox amendment. That basically says the transportation dollars we raise from transportation user fees, like your license plate fees right. and your gas taxes, ought to go to transportation. Let's fix it. Let's really show people what they're getting for their money. There were some flaws, really deep flaws, in how that was drafted. So we'll be working closely with our partners on cleanup legislation, fixing legislation that will make sure that those dollars are flexible, that local governments have that autonomy, and I'm confident that that can be one of those things restoring confidence.
I was going to say, that's something the next time we talk or the next time we should really do one segment on the lockbox resolution, Safe Roads as it's known in the media, but I know you don't like the name
Safe Roads.
Not just
for roads.
Mary Sue Barrett is the president of Metropolitan Planning Council. She joins us once a month, or someone from MPC comes in to talk about the big ticket items here in the state of Illinois and the region. Mary Sue, great to see you.
Thanks.
Happy
very much. You too.